It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we look at the law and politics behind President Obama's coming announcement this evening that he will block the deportation of millions of immigrants who are in the country illegally.
First, the Human Rights Campaign last week released a report measuring LGBT equality in over 350 American cities. Wisconsin scored above the national average for how some of its cities treat LGBT people.
The group's 2014 Municipal Equality Index is the only nationwide index that measures lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender inclusion in municipal law and policy. This year, four Wisconsin cities were part of that study. Their scores together averaged 76 out of 100. That's higher than the national average of 59. With us now is Catherine Oakley, Legislative Counsel for State and Municipal Advocacy at the Human Rights Campaign. She's principal author of this Municipal Equality Index. Catherine, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you're a lead author of this study. Why measure LGBT equality at the city level?
Well, of course, we've seen a lot of progress in the courts, the federal courts nationwide over the last several months and years. But, you know, in terms of legislating, and particularly in the areas of non-discrimination at the state level, we have not seen that same level of progress, which means that people are subject to all kinds of discrimination, including being fired from their jobs, being denied housing, and also, you know, being denied access to public accommodations just because of who they are. And of course, anti-LGBT discrimination goes far beyond that. And one of the things that the MEI really looks at, the Municipal Equality Index looks at in depth, is all of the different ways that cities can make sure that they are being inclusive of the LGBT community in terms of non-discrimination laws, and also including making sure that they're being inclusive as they're providing city services.
So when you're scoring cities, what kind of things did you include? What kind of things did you measure?
Well, we have 47 different criteria that fall into six major categories. The first category is non-discrimination laws. So in Wisconsin, of course, there's a non-discrimination law at the state level that includes sexual orientation, but it does not include discrimination on the basis of gender identity. And two of the cities in Wisconsin that did very well, Madison and Milwaukee, they both have non-discrimination laws that go further than the state law that include discrimination on the basis of gender identity. And so those cities scored very well partially because of that in this non-discrimination section. We also look at relationship recognition. We look at how the city treats its own employees in terms of what kind of non-discrimination policies and what kinds of benefits it offers to city employees. We look at city services and also law enforcement. And finally, we look at how active the city has been on matters of LGBT equality.
Now, the four Wisconsin cities that were in the study were Green Bay, Kenosha, Madison, and Milwaukee. Do you just have a population cutoff, or how are cities chosen for the study?
Yeah, we rated 353 cities this year, and that is the 50 state capitals, the 200 largest cities in the country, the four largest cities in every state, the city that is home to the state's largest public university, and also 75 cities that are large, medium, and small size that are home to high proportions of same-sex couples.
Now, before we dig into the specific results in the Wisconsin cities, big picture, did you see trends? I believe this is the third year you've done this study?
Yes, this is the third year that we've done it, and yes, we definitely did see trends. And one of the things that has been so striking every single year that we have done this project is that we've seen how much cities really, truly are leading the way when it comes to matters of equality. It's amazing to see how many cities are really stepping forward and doing more for their LGBT citizens than their state legislatures are. And so that's definitely something that we saw again this year. We had 38 perfect scores of 100 points, and 15 of those perfect scores came from cities that are in states that had neither marriage equality nor non-discrimination laws at the state level. So those cities earned every single point on their own and made sure that all 100 points of opportunity were taken by them.
Let's look at the four Wisconsin cities you evaluated, and just if you can share some of the main points of the findings, and we'll just go biggest to smallest. Let's start with Milwaukee.
Yeah, so Milwaukee scored 91 points, so it was a very good score. And as I mentioned, one of the things that really set Milwaukee apart was that it does have this non-discrimination ordinance that includes gender identity, meaning that, you know, when you're within the boundaries of Milwaukee, that you are you have to make sure that you're not discriminating against people on the basis of gender identity, which is further than state law. So that's really significant. One of the other things that ended up happening late in the game this research year was, of course, marriage equality came to Wisconsin. So all of the cities that we rated in Wisconsin ended up getting points for marriage equality. Those cities were able to earn those points. Cities don't have any power over marriage equality, of course, but they can offer domestic partner registries, and that's something that Milwaukee had actually already been earning credit for. And so marriage equality did not affect Milwaukee's score.
Then Madison, it would have made your list many times over. Second biggest city, largest public university in the state, and the state capital. Where did Madison fall in the evaluation?
Madison scored a perfect 100 points.
So what? So every criteria you had, Madison met?
Well, sort of. We have 100 standard points and also 20 bonus points. And the bonus points, I hasten to add, are not because those things aren't important. When we're doing an evaluation of cities that are as big as New York City and as small as Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, which has 1,200 people, we have to have some flexibility in the scorecard. And so there are some things that we have in bonus points. So the way it actually worked out for Madison was that Madison received 87 of our 100 standard points, but then they received 18 of the bonus points, which is pretty much almost all of the bonus points. So they came in with a total score of 100 points.
And then Green Bay.
Yeah, so Green Bay did pretty well. It came in at a 54, so it was not the highest. It was, in fact, the lowest in the state. However, I do hasten to add that the national average here was a 59. So Green Bay is very much sort of in the mix nationwide.
And then Kenosha was the fourth city you looked at.
Yeah, very similarly, Kenosha came in at 58 points. So it was right there around the national average. It wasn't knocking anybody's socks off, but it was also a perfectly respectable score.
So what are you hoping that people say in city government or people in communities in cities, whether they were in your evaluation or not, what are you hoping they take with these results and do with them?
Well, you know, as I said, one of the things that's really important here is that I think it's really important to acknowledge that cities really are leading the way on matters of equality, and that their reasons for doing so are really important, and something that I hope that state legislatures pay attention to say, look, you know, cities are grappling with all of the same competing priorities that we are, and this is something that they're making a priority for really important reasons, and we should too. But perhaps even more importantly and more directly for the cities, I think if you get a scorecard that's anything less than 100 points, that the way to look at the scorecard is to say, this is putting together a to-do list. Circle all of the zeros and make that our priority for the next couple years to really get that score up there. And, you know, we can talk about scores. It's nice to have a quantitative something to look at. And I think that's something, and it certainly helps people understand where they are in relation to other places. But ultimately, this isn't about the points. It's about making sure that cities are really being inclusive of the people who live and work where they are.
We'll leave it there. Catherine, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I'm happy to do it.
That was Catherine Oakley, Legislative Counsel for State and Municipal Advocacy at the Human Rights Campaign. She's the principal author of the report we've been talking about, the Municipal Equality Index.